Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A massive surplus transfer of nearly 2.87 lakh crore from the Reserve Bank of India to the central government has just been approved, marking the highest ever RBI dividend. But why does this matter, and what does it signify for India's fiscal landscape? The Central Board of the Reserve Bank of India, chaired by Governor Sanjay Malhotra, at its 623rd meeting in Mumbai, approved this record surplus transfer for the accounting year 2025-26. This surplus transfer is governed by Section 47 of the Reserve Bank of India Act, 1934, which mandates that profits, after provisions, be paid to the central government. The amount is decided under the revised economic capital framework adopted by the RBI Board on 26 August 2019 on the recommendations of the Bimal Jalan Committee. The RBI's accounting year was aligned with the fiscal year from FY21 onwards, and this dividend is a major non-tax revenue received for the union budget. First, let's look at the key facts. The surplus transferred is 2,86,588.46 crore for FY26, surpassing the previous record of 2,68,590.07 crore in FY25. The contingency risk buffer, or CRB, has been maintained at the upper bound of 6.5% of the RBI balance sheet for FY26. Which was revised in May 2025 from the earlier 5.5% to 6.5% to a new 4.5% to 7.5%. The RBI balance sheet grew by 20.61% to 91.97 lakh crore as on 31st March 2026, driven by foreign exchange income and gains on forex sales. Remember this number, 2,86,588.46 crore, the highest ever RBI dividend. Now, let's turn to the UPSC angle. This topic connects to GS Paper 3, Economy, under Monetary Policy, RBI Balance Sheet, Fiscal Deficit Financing, and Non-Tax Revenue. For prelims, note the Section 47 RBI Act 1934, the Bimal Jalan Committee, the revised CRB band, and the RBI accounting year shift. For mains, the question could be, the revised economic capital framework provides a rules-based path for RBI surplus transfers. Discuss the trade-off between RBI's financial resilience and the center's fiscal needs. Moving on, let's look at another important topic. India has successfully test-launched the Agni-1 short-range ballistic missile from the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur, Odisha, in a routine user trial conducted by the Strategic Forces Command. What makes this significant is that Agni-1 is a single-stage, solid-propellant SRBM with a range of 700 to 1,200 km, designed to fill the gap between Prithvi 2 and Agni 2. It can carry a conventional or nuclear warhead of up to 1,000 kilograms. The Agni-1 was developed under the Integrated Guided Missile Development Program, launched in 1983 by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, and formally completed on 8th January 2008. The program included 5 missiles: Prithvi, Agni, Akash, Trishul, and Nag. The Strategic Forces Command was established on 4th January 2003 under the Nuclear Command Authority, which is chaired by the Prime Minister and operationalizes India's nuclear deterrent. Note this carefully, the Agni-1 range is 700 to 1,200 km and it has a payload capacity of up to 1,000 kg. The test site was the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur and the Indian Nuclear Doctrine, officially declared on 4th January 2003, includes no first use, credible minimum deterrent, and massive retaliation to any nuclear first strike. Now, let's look at the UPSC angle for this topic. It connects to GS Paper 3, Security, under India's Missile Arsenal, IGMDP, and Nuclear Deterrence Architecture. For prelims, note the IGMDP, the Strategic Forces Command, and the Nuclear Doctrine. For mains, the question could be, India's evolution from Agni 1 to Agni 5 MEER reflects a credible minimum deterrent maturing to assured retaliation. Examine. Next, let's discuss a crucial judgment by the Supreme Court. A Supreme Court bench has issued sweeping directions mandating that an FIR must be registered in every reported case of a missing child, with a statutory presumption of kidnapping or abduction to trigger immediate investigation. This judgment builds on the seminal Bachpan Bachao Andolan v. Union of India case in 2013, in which the Supreme Court had first directed mandatory FIR registration in missing child cases. However, compliance had remained poor across states. The judgment is based on constitutional anchors, including Article 21, the right to life and personal liberty, and Article 39, E, and 39, F, which mandate protection of children against exploitation. The statutory framework includes the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, 2023, and the Juvenile Justice Act, 2015. Remember this, the Supreme Court has mandated a mandatory FIR in all missing child cases, with a presumption of kidnapping or abduction. Now, let's turn to the UPSC angle for this topic. It connects to GS Paper 2, Polity and Society, Under Judicial Activism, Child Rights, and Federalism in Policing. For prelims, note the Bachpan Bachao Andolan case, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, 2023, and the Juvenile Justice Act, 2015. For mains, the question could be, compliance, not legislation, is India's missing child problem? Critically evaluate the Supreme Court's continuing mandamus approach. Moving on, let's look at another important topic. Saudi Arabia has formally joined the International Big Cat Alliance as its 26th member country, marking a significant West Asian endorsement of the India-led conservation grouping. The IBCA was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 9 April 2023, marking 50 years of Project Tiger. The alliance has a mandate to conserve 7 big cats: tiger, lion, leopard, snow leopard, cheetah, jaguar, and puma. The Union Cabinet approved the IBCA Framework Agreement on 29 February 2024, and the alliance acquired treaty status on 23 January 2025. The founding ratifiers include India, Nicaragua, Eswatini, Somalia, and Liberia. Note this, Saudi Arabia is the 26th member of the IBCA, and the alliance has a mandate to conserve 7 big cats. Now, let's turn to the UPSC angle for this topic. It connects to GS Paper 3, Environment, under IBCA, Project Tiger, and Conservation Efforts. For prelims, note the IBCA launch, the founding members, and the treaty status. For mains, the question could be, IBCA marks India's first multilateral conservation initiative after IRSA and ISA. Assess its strategic and ecological significance. Next, let's discuss a significant development in the field of space. The Department of Space has approved the setting up of common technical facilities for testing, qualification, and validation of space hardware at the Sriharikota Space Manufacturing Cluster and the Sanand Space Manufacturing Cluster. The facilities will be implemented through InSpace, the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center. The Indian Space Policy was approved by the Cabinet Committee on Security on 6 April 2023, separating the roles of ISRO, NSIL, and InSpace. The FDI policy in space has been revised, allowing 100% FDI in components and ground systems, 74% in satellite manufacturing and operation, and 49% in launch vehicles. Remember this, the Department of Space has approved the setting up of common technical facilities at Sriharikota and Sanand. Now, let's turn to the UPSC angle for this topic. It connects to GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, under Space Sector Reform, FDI, and Atmanirbhar Bharat. For prelims, note the in-space, the Indian space policy, and the FDI thresholds. For mains, the question could be, common technical facilities lower the entry barrier for India's space startups. Discuss the regulatory and commercial significance. Finally, let's look at a few more topics. The Indian Coast Guard has concluded Operation Olivia 2026, an annual protection cycle for olive Ridley sea turtles along the Odisha coast. The operation has been conducted since the early 1980s with round-the-clock surveillance during the November to May nesting season. The olive Ridley is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List and is protected under the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972. The Prime Minister has distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to fresh recruits in various central government ministries and departments at the 19th edition of Rojgar Mela. The Rojgar Mela was launched on 22nd October 2022 as a mission mode initiative to fast-track recruitment to 10 lakh vacant central government posts. The cumulative impact has been significant, with approximately 12 lakh young Indians receiving appointment letters across 19 editions. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The RBI surplus for FY26 is 2,86,588.46 crore, the highest ever RBI dividend. The Agni 1 is a single-stage, solid-propellant SRBM with a range of 700 to 1,200 kilometers. The IBCA has 26 members, including Saudi Arabia, and has a mandate to conserve 7 big cats. The Indian space policy was approved on 6 April 2023, and the FDI policy in space has been revised. The Rojgar Mela has distributed over 12 lakh appointment letters across 19 editions. In conclusion, these topics highlight the significance of current events in shaping India's fiscal landscape, security architecture, conservation efforts, and space sector. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, remember to connect the dots between these events and the broader themes of governance, economy, and international relations.